And then what? And then we sin no more. Now, in practice, I have never met anyone whom that happened for in an instant. But it cannot be denied that the goal that Jesus Christ sets before every believer is that they should not sin. To aim lower would be to admit to failure, and you will never achieve salvation. If you say, well, you know, I don't need to obey the gospel. If you, and he says, if the Son, therefore, the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. So what that's saying is, if you want to be free, see, if you serve sin, you will not abide in the house of God forever. If you serve sin, you're not going to last. You're not going to stay. But if you are the Son, because the Son of God does not serve sin. The Son of God, as Jesus said, I come to do the will of my Father. I always do those things which please Him. If you are one who always does the things that please God, you will abide in His house forever. Now, if the Son, this Son, the true Son, Jesus Christ, if He shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Today, the common blasphemy that is taught is that you will not be free indeed. You will, you know, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free in theory. Of course, you're still going to sin, probably to the day you die. You'll probably sin the day you die. And you will always be sinful. But God's not going to, He's going to overlook that. Because He has imputed the righteousness of Christ to you. So when He looks at you, He does not see vile, sinful acts. He sees Christ being righteous. And that is blasphemy against the truth. Because God, indeed, He does impute righteousness to us on our behalf, that He does not look at, because we cannot, how do you become the Son of God that you may abide in the house of God forever? Well, you can't except to be given to you from God, for one. But second of all, you cannot, obviously, you were conceived in sin. As scriptures say, from the womb we go astray. It says, I was conceived in sin, in iniquity did my mother bear me. And, so mankind is sinful from a very young age. I've seen it in all my children. They deceive, they lie, they are not right. So how does one become right? Well, God obviously has to do something about our past, and that's what Jesus Christ's imputed righteousness is for. He imputes it for our past sins. But for our life as we go on, we're supposed to have righteousness added to us as we go from faith to faith. Because faith is not a static thing. As it was saying back in Romans, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you're really going to be free. Free from sin. Because that is what you're being made free from the bondage and servitude of sin. That we should serve sin no longer. I've never met anyone for whom that was an instantaneous event. But I've seen many things instantaneously leave people. Just as a man who was in the book of Acts who suddenly got up. So I've seen people who suddenly stopped drinking, stopped smoking pot, given up cursing by the power of God. So, but still, now that happens, what do we say? Well, gee, God sure fixed me up. Well, you have to go on from there. You have to go from righteousness to righteousness. Let us go on to perfection, as the apostle says in another place. That would be Hebrews chapter 11. I mean, laying aside the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. So, let's look back here. The gospel Listen, it says, the power of God unto salvation to everyone. We're back in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel is the good news that Jesus Christ came and died for our sins, that he would forgive our past sins, and that he would bless us in turning us from our iniquities. That is the gospel I see preached throughout the New Testament. That is the gospel I seek, because that is the power of God unto salvation, if you believe it. And in this, in that, is the righteousness of God revealed. See, the righteous, and here's the thing, it's like, see, a man, I'll tell you what, when I first received the gospel, I thought I was righteous, because I stopped drinking, stopped smoking, stopped looking at pornography and doing vile acts. And so, I thought, hush, you know, I made it. But then things become, get revealed, and God shows us. And it is by staying in the gospel and seeking the truth and looking honestly at oneself and seeking God about oneself that the righteousness of God is revealed. Meaning, you know, the righteousness of God, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, instead of Christ. And that is really, the definition of righteousness is partially the things that God hates. And so he reveals in you things that you're doing that are not right and shows you the way out. Now that's not always, if God wanted it to be overnight, I don't think he would have even done the world we're in. Why do we have to live for years and die before we can be made the sons of God? Well, that's what God chose to do. He chose to make a world in which we would live for some time, experience things, do things, live things, and then the end would come. But it isn't something, he's not interested in doing it overnight. It's nothing, I don't see it being done. Even so, that doesn't mean we shouldn't look for it. Right? That doesn't mean we shouldn't seek it tonight. And every night, and right now, and instantaneously. So, the righteousness of God is real from faith to faith. See, we go from, the faith I have today is not the same faith I will have tomorrow. And not that the faith is changing, but it is being added unto. And in some sense, of course, it is changing, because if you take something and you add something to it, well, it's fundamentally changed. Because it has something more now to it. So that's a change.